Hello and welcome to our Resource Yourself Meditation. I'm Katharina Seidler and this is a half hour that really serves for connection with ourselves, each other, the parts of us that we reject, but also our resources and positivity and our source and its joy and power. So today I would love to focus on something that I think is really important for all of us, the balance between masculinity and femininity within ourselves. If you look at the principle of the feminine, it's that of receiving, being loving, opening up. And the principle of the masculine is the one of going forward, giving, defining, and strength. And many times when we're stuck with something that we just can't bring into existence, a project that doesn't go ahead, or changes in a relationship that we can't make, or with ourselves, then we lack some masculine parts. And this is really, for the Germans amongst us, quite grounded in our history, because the history of two wars isn't exactly something that brings peace between men and women. So I'm really curious about what this is going to bring up for all of us and how we'll experience this process. As always, I invite you to just follow my voice as if it were your own thoughts and let yourself be guided by whatever comes up within you. There's nothing to reach. Trust that your subconscious guides you in this process in the perfect way. As always, we'll set a few intentions in the beginning. So what I want you to do is just think the phrase and radiate it out from your mind, through your body, and beyond what you perceive as your own limits outside into the world. I'm aware of my source and supported and guided in my process by a higher power. We are supported and connected in body, mind, and spirit with all the people joining us in this process of growth. I welcome my masculinity. I welcome my femininity. The masculine and the feminine are one. I feel powerful in my balance. So I concentrate on my breathing, noticing how my body feels. I let my attention drift wherever it wants to go as I inhale. And I let go as I exhale. I inhale into the places of my body where I sense most tension and stress. And I exhale, letting go of it. I inhale, being aware of stress and tension. And I exhale, letting it go allowing my body to relax into this current moment. I can perceive the sounds that surround me. And as I exhale, I let go of this perception. I perceive my thoughts as they arise, and exhaling, I let them go. Just now, there is nothing to reach. This process is a process of receiving, and I receive by just being aware. Curious like a child, I can just perceive how this is right here and now. Maybe I notice burdens in my system, so I just give them my awareness. And every time I exhale, I let go of what I just perceived. I allow my body to let go of all the stress and tension and burden it's been carrying for me. Now I let my attention drift towards my hands and the space between my hands. And I perceive how my hands interact with this space of infinite light and information that is present between my hands. I notice the sensations of temperature or movement in my hands. And with every breath, I get a little more aware of how my body interacts with this field of light and information that's outside of space and time. This intelligence that I cannot understand or verbally describe. I can just sense it through my hands. And as I breathe, I relax into these sensations. And as it is outside of space and time, this field of bright light and energy and information, it's actually not just between my hands, it's everywhere. So maybe my attention wants to go to other places in my body where I can sense it as a physical sensation or a sense of expansion. I just breathe and notice how this feels right now. And I let my attention be guided by this infinite field of information and wisdom. I trust that it will bring up exactly the right things into my awareness. So now I can imagine that in my left hand, I see my femininity. I hold it in my left hand and I can explore the colors, the light, the size, the textures of my perception of my femininity. I look at it and I observe what I feel and how I react without judging and letting go of every perception as I exhale. And if my femininity doesn't look strong or happy or positive, it doesn't matter. I give it my attention without judging. I open my awareness to my femininity. Right now, I give it all my undivided attention. And now I look at my right hand in which I hold my masculinity. Again, I explore how it looks to me, how it feels to me, how I perceive it. As I breathe, I give it my full attention. I notice how my body reacts to my masculinity, and which emotions or thoughts it provokes. And every time I exhale, I let them go. I observe how my body relaxes as I'm just aware, without any judgment. And every time I exhale and let go, sometimes it seems as if the femininity and the masculinity were fighting or opposing each other. I'm opening myself up to perceiving all the ways in which this is not the case. So I hold my hands out. The right hand with the masculine to the right and the left hand with the feminine to the left. And I allow my hands to slowly, at their own pace, move together. I only let them move as far as they want to move. If I encounter resistance, I just stop and perceive. I can observe how this process of my hands slowly getting closer affects my breathing and the rest of my body. I perceive the emotions and thoughts this process brings up. And every time I exhale, I let them go. And if I notice sensations of fear or resistance or even war and fighting, I am just aware of them. I allow them to be in my body and in my awareness. And again, there is nothing I have to do. I'm just receiving the sensations that come up. And this process has its own dynamic. I'm just using my body to sense this dynamic. And maybe I remember my ancestors and all the ways that it was normal and good to be masculine or to be feminine. I can just witness these memories and these patterns and let them go every time I exhale. So if there's distrust between men and women, and I find it within myself, I can give it all my attention. And once my hands touch each other, I can just fold them and put them on my heart whenever they're ready. And I can allow new information to be created, to be accumulated, and to be spread in my heart and through my heart, in my whole energy system. Maybe I observe the part of me that resists this process. They're welcome to be there. They are a part of this process, just as any other part. And as I keep breathing, I can notice how my body relaxes more and more. I can notice how this new information reaches all of my cells, every tiny particle of my existence. I breathe it in, and I'm aware. And I exhale, letting go, only to rediscover how it is at the next breath. So I notice that in this process, there's a change occurring all of itself. And I sink into this change, enjoying the relaxation and the peace it brings. I am in my power and in perfect balance. And as this process continues within me, I allow my subconscious to give me a symbol, something that reminds me of my inner unity and balance between my masculine and feminine side. I enjoy how they nurture each other and make each other stronger. And maybe there's something I need to understand or know or consider in this moment. If this is the case, I allow my subconscious mind to bring it up into my awareness. I also imagine how this new different energy and information flows from me right now into all the situations in my life that need this new awareness and approach and knowledge. I just visualize it flowing out of myself and being available whenever I need it. And as I trust that this process will continue without my attention and without any effort, easily and supporting me, just because I am, I can take a few deep breaths and bring my attention back to this current moment. I can notice my body and how it feels. And focus on the parts of my body that feel like moving, allowing them to stretch. I'm aware of all the sensations that come up as I do that. And whenever I'm ready, I can open my eyes, thereby arriving even more in my surroundings and in this normal type of being awake and processing information. So I thank you all for joining me today. I hope that you enjoyed the meditation. I'll, as always, be happy to get feedback if you want to give some. And also encourage you to communicate with me about anything you would want to work on in the next meditations. After all, this is for you. I usually just tune in and sense what I think would be good for the group and what comes up into my awareness, but you're free to contribute if you want and let me know. So thank you very much. Have a wonderful day and a really good weekend. And I hear you and see you next week. Bye for now.